Here we go. It is Tuesday, Triumph Tuesday. We hope you guys are having a great day now into that evening. But good evening, everyone. This is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss, live with you
sisters. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, on this Triumph Tuesday at night. And yes, we triumph. And you know, I think it's so funny. You know, when things happen the way they happen, and also, excuse me, I had a hiccup fit for about 45 minutes and it stopped about 5 minutes ago. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. That can be a pain in the butt. We all know that. Anytime you hiccup or you feel like you're going to, you know, have a continuous sneeze or it's an irritating cough or a little hiccups of the day that happen that you try to kind of overcompensate for to avoid that situation. But it is Triumph Tuesday. We're going to change it up. We're going to try to get in another night in. We're just going to try to figure that out. And then I'm hoping to get a computer that it's very difficult to do what we do on the computer that I have because it's slow as molasses. So I'm looking into that so we get into a better track. So fingers crossed on that. But you know, Triumph Tuesday is a good day of reflection of, you know, what have you already triumphed? It's really day three of the week because we know Sunday is really the first day of the week. And I'm wondering a certain person in New York, how he's triumphing over the cuckoo-ness, and obviously you're in the legal industry. What is your take of a judge in the middle of a trial at break time going out to do interviews with a preconceived notion of the outcome? Is that kosher or not?
In my humble opinion, no, it is not. It's just as humble as putting a gag order on someone for what reason and what purpose. Like, it just, in my opinion, things are just getting so ridiculous, so out of control, so out of context. You know, just look at things that transpired during the day today.
I don't even know. I haven't even caught up. As I tell all our listeners and viewers, I don't watch the news like I used to years ago, because I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, let's say. But I do get, obviously, you know, updates here and there. You get a little snippet here and there, especially, you know, we're on social media doing our business, our respective businesses and our businesses together. But the one thing that stuck in, well, actually, it was three things that stuck out for me yesterday was the fact that this judge was, you know, at break time doing interviews and his, you know, lights, camera, action moment. I don't know if he thought that was his, you know, 5 seconds of fame, taking his glasses off and smiling. The whole thing was awkward and weird. I really felt like I was watching, you know, I think they still have them today, the shows that are actually take place in a live courtroom and it's a real judge, but it's like hokey. That's not by telling who was in the audience and or what the case would be about. I thought the judge was very hokey, not incredibly professional and or intellect from what the few things that I saw. But that actually was really emphasized, the you know, intellect, lack of intellect piece, to when he made the claim and or inserted that a certain property, which is world renowned, is worth $18 million. And it only simply takes a Google search to find out that two other properties fairly close to this biggest, you know, 22 acre plus establishment, there are two empty lots. One is going for $150 million, nothing on it, no building, nothing. 2 acres, $150 million. And another one that's 3 acres for $200 million. So how in the world could a development that has, I believe from what they say, is 200,000 for, you know, small condos or something, and 20,000, and my figures may be off a little bit because I didn't catch all of it, 20,000 for membership dues, and they've got this luxurious golf, tennis courts, like, you know, this piece of property, banquet rooms, restaurants, whatever, be only worth 18 million. I mean, it doesn't take a real estate guru to figure this out. So I thought for him to come out and say that it was only worth 18 million, you lost credibility. You lost credibility with the photo op, or I shouldn't say it wasn't even a photo op, it was video op being filmed in the courtroom, you know, posing, taking the glasses off, very unprofessional, coming out during break time, laughing. Like, the whole thing is just, and sometimes the word sham is overused, but that's how it was described. And I really felt like it was in a drama, pre-recorded, you know, show that they do have on television. You know, I can't remember the different, it would be whatever's court, the People's Court. Remember the show, yeah. People's Court? I don't even know if it's still on. But the bizarre moments, the drama, because even though it was a real court and a real judge, it was still, you know, set up like a kangaroo court. That's kind of how I felt. And that's all I guess then later on, it was just, he basically said, like 80% of the cases being thrown out because of statute of limitations.
80%.
And who was the harm party? I mean, the banks were paid, the insurance companies were paid, it's never been delinquent. And there's an insert where it basically said, doesn't really matter what the evaluation is, we're going to use our own staff or our own people to do the evaluation. And if they didn't have a problem with it and there was no harm to them, I don't really know where this is going. It's just bizarre. But I don't know what happened today.
McCarthy was ousted.
Oh, he was.
He was ousted, and there's a lot of shit.
I didn't even think that was going to even pass.
There's a lot of shit going on there, and I have to agree. I don't know who said, if it was a Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, but somebody said, you really should have had a plan in place before you went ahead and did this, because now they can't, the House, nothing can happen until we have a Speaker of the House.
So they have to get vote Speaker in?
So there's all these meetings going on, you know, McCarthy was in some GOP meeting, and you know, I think it really showed the true colors of who's rhinos, who's dinos.
What was your take on that? Because I have not been following that. All I heard was they thought it wouldn't pass, but I didn't even know it was really even coming up. So that's how much I've been watching the news.
Did pass.
So did some Democrats oust him out too, or is it just the Republicans?
There was only eight or nine Republicans, along with the 208 Democrats.
Oh, so the Democrats were the one spearheading him out.
Yeah, with Matt Gaetz, you know, kind of the forefront of all that.
And
nothing can happen as far as. And, you know, we're on a gap bill thing with the 45 days keeping the government going. I mean, it's a disaster.
So the Republicans have the majority. So they have to come up with someone that, I mean, there's something to say. McCarthy, I thought in the very first couple of weeks, did a decent job, but his colors kind of popped out with the wishy-washy. Like, we need people to make good decisions for the Americans. And a lot of people talk about one party or not. Both parties have got issues, you know.
Oh, that's true.
And bought and sold for. Bought, sold, and paid for by entities that are not part of our government, meaning part of our republic. So people are tired of that shenanigans too, and I guess sometimes you do have to take a stand. So I don't really know how I feel about it. I would imagine that maybe they didn't think he actually it would actually go forward or get voted in. So there are some good candidates. I was never crazy about McCarthy to begin with. So I just didn't care for him. I thought he was a rhino.
Yeah, there's, you know, a lot to be said about all of that. You know, I listen to all sorts of different people, Republicans, Democrats, and, you know, I want to hear what both sides have to say to make my own educated decision on what, like, I personally feel is going on. But
what was the main reason behind it?
Just that he didn't follow through on certain promises, and
I think that's the hard part for people to understand, that if you campaigned on a certain platform of things that you were going to do for the good of the citizens of our country, and you don't follow through, there's too many times where there's no recourse, or people are not postured enough to say, hey, you said you were going to do A, B, and C. You're not, you're done. Like, this is a one-shot wonder. Like, the Americans do not have time to have people in power doodle around or go back on their word, or, you know, decide that the grass is greener on the other side. So even though I promised that, or I said I was going to do that, you know, that just got me in. So while it might not necessarily be popular with the establishment GOPs, I like Matt Gaetz. I think he's a firecracker. I think he's all about for we the people.
Oh, I definitely think so too. But, you know, what I was feeling as far as Matt Gaetz go, was it more personal? Because, you know, that he's often said how much he does not like him.
Well, so, I think there's always going to be there's always going to be a little bit of that. You know, there's always going to be a little of the, you know, and sadly with politics, just like any other corporation or, you know, being in business, an entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, sometimes it's hard to put aside the personal and get back to what's best, what's good for the business. And for those that say, well, we're talking politics or the government, well, the government is a business. So it certainly is the way that it's run. If people are not doing their job in good old regular corporate America or even mom and pop, you're not doing your job. You either don't get a raise, you're put on, you know, a 90-day, you know, watch list to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do, or you're either demoted or let go.
That is true. And, you know, once again, there's like certain things like I want to look into more, like just like I feel like I need more clarification. And, you know, and I think that if people are feeling like that, and I'm sure that there's probably a lot of people that feel that same way, that, you know, maybe, you know, give yourself that opportunity to do just that. You know, whatever news thing you listen to, whatever your go-to social media is, to do your own, just don't take for granted what's out there. Do your own investigation and come up with, you know, your own feelings on what has transpired.
Right. So was there any news on the day two of the shenanigans in New York?
I haven't heard anything about that, because pretty much the ousting took up, you know, it's been a hot topic all day long, and it's going to go into the night. Every program you watch is covering it. And, you know, I did
so hear a session to try to figure this out, or that, and that's,
well, I know there's all these GOP meetings going on tonight. I know they caught McCarthy walking into some meeting after he was ousted, going to this GOP meeting thing. I mean,
well, the other thing, you know, you think about is how long has he been speaker?
Since January. So what, about
do you get him out early on, which this would, I guess, be considered early on? You know, I do believe one of the issues from what I do remember was the fact that they wanted more cuts to, government spending. And McCarthy said he was going to go that route. And then he, I guess, changed his tune. I think that sealed the fate of this procedure. Just craziness. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I had muted myself. Sorry about that.
She's moving her mouth, but I don't hear her.
That's what happens when you mute yourself. I hate when that happens.
I know it. So, I mean, I think that's what really transpired. So again, Triumph Tuesday, you know, at this stage of the game, nothing surprises me anymore. It just doesn't.
That is true. I mean, who would have thought? In our republic, this is the first time this has ever happened.
No, I think someone else was ousted out before.
No, I checked into that, and they were saying it on all the different news programs.
I could have sworn they talked about that last night. There was someone ousted out. I can't remember the year. They gave the year and who it was.
Not what I saw.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I only heard bits and pieces of it, but would we think that we would have, you know, a puppet in the White House? I don't think we ever thought that. Would we imagine that someone would actually have a third term in secret? We wouldn't imagine that. Would we imagine our leader, you know, fall asleep during, you know, important meetings or, you know, dedications? Or how about the dedication? He handed the medal and was fixated with the medal and then just walked off stage and left the gentleman standing there. You know, at this stage of the game, nothing surprises me.
Yeah. And that's, I think, what a lot of people feel too, is, you know, look at everything that has transpired in the last 3 years. I mean,
And let's not forget, you know, changing of the guard of what you can wear. That's probably one of my favorite ones. I wonder if they have pajama day in the Senate. You know, they did away with a dress code, but if you're the public,
they brought it back.
They what?
They brought it back.
Oh, they brought the dress code back? See, I'm so far behind. Well, they probably got a lot of flack for that one. I was waiting for somebody walking with their PJs.
Well,
I mean, especially where you are going to demand, or, and they use the word comply actually, for any citizen that they would have to comply and conform to the dress code, but yet you were going to allow, you know, people to come in as such as Fetterman with, you know, short basketball shorts and a sweatshirt. And it's just crazy. I mean, would you ever imagine someone going?
No. And I'm like, senator
and going to, you know, go to work in a basketball shorts.
Well, I know that. And all I could think of is and this is probably why my stomach doesn't feel good. You know, like when you're watching TV, when you're eating dinner, especially with everything going on, I'm one of those people, it just like gets to me and I'm like, why do I put myself through that? But what I'm trying to get at is, you know, how we look at things and how we perceive things. Remember, I think it was Montel Williams years ago that go, things that make you go, And then I was doing that through dinner. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would put the news under in dinner. That is definitely an indigestion time. Trying to enjoy your food and, you know, pay attention to how you're, you know, I always try to make sure that I'm eating slow. Although today I did eat a little bit too fast. So I'm really working on trying to slow up my eating and trying to be over to eat slower. I did good yesterday, this particular meal, because it was very good. I had baked eggplant. It was just so good. And I ate it too fast, which is not good for your digestion. So I could not imagine doing that. And then that would probably speed up my eating because I'd be like stressing out watching the news.
And then I had hiccups for 45 minutes straight.
Oh, fun in the sun for sure. Well, I guess we'll have to get some updates, and I'm not surprised. You know, one side of the coin, you've got, you know, a judge trying to do photo ops and whatever in a sham of a trial, and then, you know, the icing on the cake, this. So, oh, and then Hunter also, I did see him leave court today. That was the only part that I saw. And he can't leave the country. He's got to turn over his passport. He's got to do, I think that's what they said, or check in, and then he's got to do drug tests, That was the only part of the little snippets I thought that finally something good is going on, or normal.
Interesting thing about that, Judge Jeanine on the 5, I happened to catch her when she was talking, and said when she handled cases of this nature, she says, isn't it interesting that he came to court and he basically, you know, had this really, you know, cut, had a very shaved head, not shaved head, but very close to the head haircut. And she said, that's a little suspicious, because not only did I require, you know, certain defendants that came in to go for the drug testing, but I would also take a hair sample, because a lot of times different barbiturates, or whatever they call them, can go out of your system, whether they do a blood test or whatever, but the hair follicles will contain that resins, so to speak, for like months. So I had heard that, and I'm like, oh, she, you know, Judge Jeanine, she was you know, obviously a judge and prosecutor before that, so, you know, she knows how
that she caught that. Well, I guess the only good thing with that as well is they're going to be random tests. So maybe the next time they could cut a piece of lock off his head. Because I'm sorry, I guess they're mandating him do maybe outpatient rehab or something or other too. That was part of it. He has to remain alcohol and drug free. Let's see how long that lasts.
Yeah,
exactly. These are all band-aids. Sadly, he doesn't take his sobriety seriously. You know, he is an addict, and all that comes with it. You know, we know that.
Yeah.
But Triumph Tuesday, you know, there's always something good to triumph over, and you know, we have to think of, even if it's kind of like what we talk about on Fantabulous Friday, where we celebrate our wins regardless of how big they are, right? Of course, we want to always celebrate the big goals, but we also don't want to forget the little successes that we have, because they lead to the bigger successes. And the same thing, I think, is true for triumphing over something. You know, triumphing over could have been, you know, I really have been trying to get up earlier to get my workout in. You know, that may not sound like a big to-do to triumph over, but for some people it may be, you know, I'm up early as it is, I'm already, you know, getting kids ready for school or getting myself ready for work, whatever it may be, and it's an adjustment, you have to triumph over it. So what do you do to get over those small little triumphs that add that success at the end of the week, but also are pivotal to the future triumphs, because triumphs are just as important to reflect on, to, you know, really say, God, I'm making progress in the direction that I want to go to. So we never want to discount any small triumph. So do you have a small triumph you want to share?
Well, I triumph over getting rid of my hiccups tonight by drinking water upside down. So I triumphed over that.
Now, a lot of people, speaking of that, because I used to always get hiccups, and that would be the trick that would work, or scaring, like just screaming, like real quick, like getting somebody off guard by screaming at them just to scare them enough to jolt the way that they're breathing. Sometimes that works. But I would tell people that to drink upside down, they would think I was nuts. And I'm like, it works. It has something to do with the way that you're swallowing and your head is upside down, the way the airflow, it just works. And people think I'm cuckoo. So here we got living proof, people, it works.
It works. And what people, a lot of people don't know, and I've heard this from some people, is they think that hiccuping just like comes up your esophagus, which is true. But the reason that happens is because your diaphragm has a muscle spasm. So it spasms that causes the hiccup.
That's stuff that people need to know, that they don't realize that that's what's going on. And I think, you know, yeah, that's kind of a little triumph, but in essence, kind of a big triumph. Mm-hmm. I triumphed over herpes with not forgetting my purpose of my journaling and reflection in the morning. I've been getting into a bad habit of not doing it. And, you know, I said, even if it's just to write a little note, we were away, that I could get into my journal, that, you know, writing something that I'm grateful for is so important to start my day. And I got away from that. So, and I think that's such an important piece to not only who I am, but remembering, because when I start out the day with a grateful heart, it just kind of, for me, it sets the tone. And, you know, I'm getting back to that. So, you know, again, a little, sometimes we start to develop really good habits and then they're going so well, then we, I got this going this morning. I'll get to that later. And then, you know, one day leads to two leads to three, before you know it, you're a week behind. So I didn't want to let it go too far without recognizing that that is an important piece to starting my day off in a good foot. So I triumphed over that to make sure that I would not put it off.
Well, that's awesome. You know, of course, you know, we would love to hear from you. What do you do when you get the hiccups? How do you triumph over those little valleys and the pivots in the road? Let us know. And on that note, my name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, getting ready to hiccup yet again. And I am with two
sisters, and this is Carol Sue, aka Naughty Boss, hoping that all of you have wrote down something that inspired you and that you're proud, that you triumphed over, or that you had to renavigate, whatever it was. We want to celebrate that, especially on Fantabulous Friday. We wish you a great day and, you know, evening, and maybe you haven't quite triumphed over something yet. It's coming. We may have already done it and you just don't realize it. With that, we wish you a good night. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.